listening to the Laundromat Resource Podcast, the show by laundromat owners for laundromat owners, with your host, Jordan Berry.
What's up, guys? It's Jordan from the Laundromat Resource Podcast. This is show number 14. I'm super excited that you're here today. Today, we're talking with Curtis Lyons, and he is just blowing it out of the water. He's out in Birmingham, Alabama. He is 29 years old. He's a real estate investor. He's a multi-laundromat owner, and he is just plugging away out there, and he's going to tell you all about it today in today's podcast. So I'm really excited for you to get to know Curtis a little bit more. Maybe you've seen him around on some of the forums or on Facebook or something, but he's been around. I'm super excited for you to hear his story, hear how he got into laundromats, and hear how he's doing it at such a young age. It's a super inspiring story today. So I'm really excited to get into that. But before we do, there's a couple of things that we need to get through. So number one is, I feel like almost every episode, we're celebrating something around here, and today is no exception. I'm so excited. So next week, about a week from when this podcast is coming out, will be 90 days since we launched the first episode. And that's a feat in and of itself that we made it 90 days. That's, you know, pretty much longer than I've stuck with anything, except for maybe my wife. I've been enjoying it thoroughly. But something that just blows my mind about this 90-day milestone is that, you know, we're not even there yet, and we have already crossed 3,000 downloads, 3,000 podcast downloads, and it just blows me out of the water, and I'm just so grateful to you guys. I never expected to have that kind of traction, and, you know, I had a friend whose wife was like, 3 million downloads, and I was like, well, no, like 3,000. I was like really excited about the 3,000 till you said it like that. So a little bit of wind came out of my sails from that, but I'm still, seriously, I'm blown away that we have 3,000 downloads. I just wanted to say a huge thank you to you guys, and an even huger thank you to the guests that have come on the show. Man, I'm just so grateful. Not only that they took their time to come on the show, but just that they've shared so much with me, with us, with all of us, of just the wisdom that they've gained from owning their laundromats, and just everything that they've learned. Man, I have learned so much. I hope you guys have learned a ton, and I hope you continue to learn a ton with me through these interviews today, of course, but going forward. And while we're kind of talking about that, if you're someone who owns a laundromat, or maybe you own multiple laundromats, or even commercial real estate that has a laundromat in it, we would love to hear your story and how you kind of got into it and what you've learned along the way. So if that's you and you're interested in coming on and talking shop with me, I would love to do it. Well, I promise I'll make it fun for us. It'll be low pressure, and you know, we'll pull out all the wisdom you got right out of your brain, and you can share it with everybody so that everyone can be in awe of you. If you're interested in doing that, check out laundromatresource.com/podcast guest. Excuse me, laundromatresource.com/podcast guest, all one word. And there's some information on there, and there's a form to fill out that will start the sequence of figuring out, you know, if it is something that you want to do, and if so, then when we can get it going. So check that out if that's something that interests you. I really encourage you. I know some people have said they feel like they aren't doing well enough, or they aren't good enough to be on the podcast, and I just want to just take a second to debunk that right away, because we all have a story to tell, and we all have lessons that we've learned. And even if you feel like you're not as successful as maybe some of the other podcast guests, that does not matter. I know it can easily be intimidated by these owners who've owned like 30 plus laundromats or even two laundromats. But if you're just a single laundromat owner, man, come on and talk to us about your experience with that, because that is super valuable too and very just interesting for all of us. So laundromatresource.com/podcast guest. I will put that in the show notes, which you can find today on show number 14 at laundromatresource.com/show14. That'll have all the links that we talk about today, in the interview, in this whole episode. You'll see there's a YouTube video embedded there. The podcast audio will be there and more. So go check it out. You'll learn a little bit more about who Curtis Lyons is and his story. So laundromatresource.com/show14. Okay, there's that. I wanted to take a second because this is actually another milestone. So our membership at laundromatresource.com has been growing by leaps and bounds. Every day we're getting a bunch of people signing up. That's just blowing me away also. And I'm super excited. We have a free membership over there. Go be a part of it if you haven't. laundromatresource.com, and just join us over there, because again, we strongly believe that all of us will do better in this industry. If we work together, if we help each other, it's just going to elevate all of us. And that's what I'm all about, elevating this industry and helping you and us helping each other find financial freedom through laundromat ownership. So come join us. We've had a bunch of people doing that. But one of the milestones, last week or maybe the week before, I opened a new forum on laundromatresource.com/forums, and it's for just new member introductions. We have all these members coming in, and I really want us to get to know each other, and I really want you to go introduce yourself over there, let people know who you are, where you are, and you know what you're up to, if you own laundromats, if you are looking to buy a laundromat. But big milestone and a huge shout out to Todd Miles. Todd, I hope that you're listening to this, because I appreciate you, but also more than that, you will forever be immortalized by the first new member introduction in that new member forum. So thank you. Todd is, he's a new investor. He does real estate investing, and he's got a group of partners, and they're looking to buy a laundromat and wanted to introduce himself. So go meet Todd at laundromatresource.com/forums. Again, link is in the show notes or in the description. And go say hi to Todd. And while you're there, go introduce yourself also and introduce yourself to the community, because that's when the networking will start to happen. And that is when you start networking with people, that's when stuff starts to happen for you. So go do that. Todd, huge shout out. I'm going to be doing shout outs for a little while. So if you're brand new, or even if you've been a member and you haven't introduced yourself yet, go over there to the new member introductions forum, introduce yourself, and I'll be doing shout outs on the podcast for the next, you know, few weeks or so. So go get in there while you can. Todd, you're the man. Looking forward to getting to know you, and looking forward to having you on the podcast after you get that first laundromat. All right, man. So there's that. Speaking of forums, laundromatresource.com/forums, I want to remind you that I am brainwashing you every single week to go over there and ask a question and answer a question. And I want to just say, particularly if you're an experienced owner, we got a lot of people coming over right now who are asking questions because they're new investors. They are, you know, they're trying to figure it out. And as you know, if you own a laundromat, that is the most critical phase when you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to get these questions answered. Case in point, you know, John wrote on the podcast, on the forums this week. He was concerned because he has a laundromat that he's got his eye on, and it's sandwiched between two competitors within a mile of his laundromat. And he's wondering, he says it's showing that it's making money on the pro forma, but he's wondering if that's something he should be concerned about. Now, that is something that a lot of you experienced owners can really help John out with. And there's a lot of questions like that on the forums right now. And we're really lacking just some solid down-to-earth wisdom from the people who have been there, who have done that. Maybe you've made the mistakes, or maybe you've happened to do it right and you know the right ways to do some of these things. So go help John out. And also, I just want to point out that Tracy is still waiting for someone to talk them out of buying a laundromat on the forums. That is the title of the forum. Somebody talked me out of buying a laundromat. So go do that. Laundromatresource.com/forums and go ask a question, answer a question, do it every week. Because again, that community is where stuff happens. Now, real quick, before we jump into it with Curtis, I want to just throw a quick shout out. You may have listened to show number 2 with Dave Mins. He's come up a few times since he's been on the show. And I know a lot of you guys really resonated with him. I just want to shout out real quick that Dave Mins has a YouTube channel called Laundromat Millionaire. And I want you guys to go check it out because he's bringing some really, really cool stuff. He has got a ton of experience, a ton of wisdom, and you will not fail to learn something from his YouTube channel. Again, I'll link it in the show notes and in the description. So go check it out or go to YouTube and search Laundromat Millionaire. Check him out because he's doing awesome things for the industry and it's stuff that's really going to help you out. So good job, Dave. Looking forward to the content that you've been putting out and I'm really, really excited about it. All right, let's jump into it with Curtis Lyons in 1 second.
In today's world, if your laundromat is not online, you're losing business. Customers increasingly decide who to trust with their laundry by the quality of your web presence. But creating a professional logo and website that instills trust in potential customers and can be found on page 1 of Google can be difficult to create on your own and expensive to purchase through a traditional marketing company. As part of our mission to help laundromat owners succeed and find financial freedom through laundromat ownership, we are launching our Done For You marketing service tailored specifically for laundromats. After ranking number 1 on Google with our own laundromat website and consulting with many others to help them do the same, we guarantee that we can build you a professional website that ranks on page 1 of Google within 6 months. Our joint expertise in the laundry industry and over 15 combined years in website design and online marketing allow us to offer affordable, transparent pricing for a high-quality web presence for your laundromats. You invest so much into providing your customers a quality laundry experience. Don't let anyone miss out on what you have to offer simply because they can't find you online. Let Laundromat Resource Marketing take care of your online presence so you can take care of your customers. Visit laundromatresource.com/getonline today for more information. That's laundromatresource.com/getonline or click on the link in the description.
All right, I had to jump in with one more quick thing because I just found this out and I wanted to throw a quick congratulations out to Mitch who got his very first laundromat under contract. We've been talking for a little while now. He's been super excited. He's had some deals fall through and he just got his first laundromat under contract. So congrats, Mitch. Keep up the good work and make sure you do your good due diligence to make sure you got a good deal on your hands. All right, man, keep at it. And without further ado, let's jump into it with Curtis Lyons right now. All right, what's up? We are here with Curtis. Curtis, what's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for jumping on today and sharing a little bit about your experience with laundromats. Dude, I'm super pumped to have you on. Before we kind of get into your, what you're doing with your laundromats and stuff, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and then maybe transition that into, you know, how'd you get into the laundromat industry? It's kind of random.
Yeah, it's very random. But like you said, my name is Curtis. I'm 29 in Birmingham, Alabama. Been in the industry for officially 4 years, a little over 4 years. But how I actually got started in it, my mom's dad, my mom's from Miami, and her dad owned it's not like a strip mall, but a good little piece of land where he had like a bodega, a hotel, and another part of it was a coin laundromat. So when my parents first got married, that was kind of like one of the things that they always wanted to have. So about 5 years ago in Birmingham, we met a guy who didn't have kids and had nobody to pretty much pass it on to. It was kind of like, just wanted to keep that going. So end up purchasing the first one from him. And within the 6 months of just working side by side with him, learning the ins and outs of the business, just pulled the trigger and been 4 years since.
Dang, that's cool. So you bought it when you were 25 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy. How was that?
It was definitely interesting. Definitely a lifestyle change.
Yeah. But
I wouldn't take it back for nothing.
Yeah. Did you get comments from people? I mean, I'm trying to remember back when I was 25 because I'm super old now. But when I was 25 and like, I don't know if I'm buying businesses when I'm 25. I don't know. I feel like I might've gotten comments from my friends. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. People just looked at it kind of like strange, but a lot of people was happy for me just because they just saw a young guy doing something positive and making a change in the community. Because the other guy, he was kind of like a quarter grabber. Like, I ain't gonna do nothing. All I want to do is just collect all the quarters and run up out of here. But when I took over, like, this laundromat didn't even have air conditioning with a TV in it. So,
first
thing I did was, I'm not gonna sit. It gets real humid in Birmingham. So, I'm not gonna sit in there in the summer with no AC. So, I put some AC and some ceiling fans in and just been making slowly but steady improvements ever since then.
Dang, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't even imagine. You know, with no air in there, how anybody ever even went to that laundromat unless they had no choice.
Yeah, how you end up going to do laundry and you come out needing to do the laundry that you had.
That's right. You sweating while you're doing the laundry. I know.
Yeah, that ain't no fun.
That is no fun. Man, that's crazy. But that's cool though that you got a lot of support. As a 25-year-old getting into business, I love hearing that people were happy for you, because sometimes people aren't happy, you know, when younger people are making positive steps like that. But I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
A lot of good community. Well, cool. Okay. So did you grow up in Birmingham?
No, I'm actually born and raised in Atlanta. I moved down to Birmingham in 2005. My dad's job transferred us down here and still here.
Yeah. How do you like it there? I've been there. I liked it. But it's very different from Los Angeles, that's for sure.
But it's very different from Atlanta, too. So
yeah.
it's a whole lot slower, but it still has that southern charm to it with good boats and southern hospitality.
Yeah.
A little bit more than Atlanta, more so because they don't have as much to do in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So you get more hospitable environments.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as big of a place. You got that good southern food there, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
That seems important.
Plenty of places to go eat some good southern cooking around here.
Yeah. All right. So 25 years old, you bought your laundromat. Like, how did that go when you first take over? Like, what did that feel like? And then what was your experience like the first like year or so?
The first year it was hot. Like I said, we had no AC. So went through that first year with, just kept everything the same, just pretty much trying to see and make sure what we was told, what the sales were, to make sure that all that equated and to see what the business was about.
Yeah. Did it equate?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It all equated. That was a bonus. And then just pretty much learning the day-to-day hustle of having to run a laundromat. But like I said, for about 6 months, we trained with the other owner. But when you're off on your own and you actually responsible for doing everything, it's a little bit different.
So, yep, that's right.
Just in doing all that and trying to, because he kind of pieced the whole store together with just old equipment. He bought off different laundromats and just kind of stuck it in here. So after we got some AC in here and we did a whole retool on the store and just still like some steady learning to this day.
Yeah.
Had a lot of good support from the community, so that always made it easier and helped out.
Well, I'm sure they really appreciated, you know, somebody who really cared about the business coming in and doing their best to improve it, you know, even if it took a little bit of time to get that AC in there. You know, just the fact that you guys were there and improving it, that's pretty good. When you retooled it, did that help business a lot?
Yeah, it definitely did, because all he had was about 10, 50 stack old Ibish dryers.
Uh-huh.
So when we did a retool, I added eight 35-pound dryers and four stacks of 45s and two 75-pound dryers.
Ooh.
And, of course, for the washers, I added a 80-pound washer. I went with three new 55-pounders, got about six new 40-pounders, and about 20 new 20-pounders. So that definitely helped because everybody wants something new versus something old, which you don't know what it's going to do, if it's going to stop. So
I know
having something new, durable, and reliable was definitely a plus for everybody, put everybody in a good space.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I used to always, you know, joke when I bought my first one before I got the new machines in there. It was kind of like playing like roulette. Like you just don't know. You're going to put your quarters in and you don't know if you're going to get your clothes washed or not. You know, could go either way.
And with the old washers he had, it's like that first year you spend so much money on parts. Like, God, you know, it'll just be, yeah, go ahead, just easier, just buy new equipment. Don't have to worry about it for 7 years till the warranty run out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I get that question all the time. Like, doesn't the equipment overhead just like kill you? And I'm like, well, yeah, if your machines are like 30 years old, you're going to break down every week. Yeah, well, that's cool. So that was probably a good feeling when you got new machines in there and everybody's excited about it. And
hey, that was a good week right there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So then after you kind of retooled and you kind of ran it for a little bit, you have another one, right?
Yeah.
How did that one come about? How'd you get into that one?
A distributor that I knew, he knew, he had actually toured that store before. So him and the owner still kept in contact. And the previous owner, told him that she was looking to get out the business. And he knew I was looking for another one or wanted another one. And so me and him kind of talked about it and talked to her about it. That one was a little bit more shaky because she wasn't as hands-on of an owner. Her employee knew more about the store than she did. So mm-hmm. that was a little shaky. But, you know, everything, when it checked out, it's kind of like a leap of faith, but it had a little backing with it. But it was a great move because now I retooled that store and I just put some new dryers in that one about a month ago. So taking a lot of other people's customers in that area. So
yeah, that helped the business a lot to put the new machines in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause I get asked that question a lot. Like, how do you know when you need to put new machines in and how do you know that you're going to, when you put new machines in, like they're very expensive. So how do you know that it's going to be worth the cost, you know, to put new machines in? But I think hearing, you know, from people like you who did it and saw a bump in business, just gives people more confidence.
Then if you really know your area, if you know what the other laundromats have to offer, it kind of makes it easier for you because the only thing that the second store that I bought was lacking was dryers. But when I first bought it, went and put all the washers in it. It might have, out of 20 washers, it might have four good ones that was going to guarantee the work.
Jeez.
So outside of that, they had 10, 30-pound stacks of dryers, but they were hit and miss as far as getting hot. So when I just rolled around the area looking at all the other laundromats, it was only one of them that was really in competition. But it was about 10, 15 miles down the road, about 5 miles down the road, there was another laundromat that was run down, didn't have AC and stuff like that. So once I took that last step of putting the dryers in, and I kind of took all his customers now that I have reliable, good dryers. So if you do it right and you know your area, it'll always pay for itself.
Yeah. Man, just hearing that you're even considering looking at a laundromat 10 miles away as competition is crazy to me because there's probably like 400 laundromats between me and a laundromat that's 10 miles away from me here in LA. Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's funny. So what was the purchase process like for that second one? Did you just kind of roll in, you know, some of your profits from the first one and get in there? Or how did you get into that one?
A couple of real estate deals helped out with that one. Then some savings.
Nice. Like, are you like a real estate agent?
No, a real estate investor.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. All right. All right. Cool. So you got some real estate investments and you kind of leveraged them or sold them or something?
Yeah, sold a couple properties and made that deal happen.
To get in there. Is your cash flow better with the laundromats or with the real estate that you sold?
I say they are equal as long as I'm making money.
That's right.
And it's what I'm doing. Uh-huh. I don't really put one more than the other. But real estate can hit that swing at any point in time.
Yeah.
Laundromat's more of a steady business. It grows, but it doesn't grow as much as real estate would.
Yeah.
As far as just a quick net profit on the deal.
Yeah. That's why I like the combination of having laundromats and real estate just for that very reason. Yeah. How'd you get it? This is a little bit of a side note, but I'm super intrigued by this. How did you get into real estate investing?
My grandfather and my father, they always had rental houses and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So growing up, I used to always help them collect rent and paint houses and stuff like that. So once I finally got old enough, I really just followed in my father's and my grandfather's footsteps in everything I do.
That's awesome. They've
been my role models and support system through everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I think a lot of people, you know, who don't come from families like that struggle with like how to get into there, you know, into like real estate investing, how to know what to do. But it's, you know, so I come from a family like that. We didn't do any like investments or business or anything like that. And kind of my philosophy going into it was like, hey, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to figure it out. And it's probably going to be messy and I'm going to make a ton of mistakes. But once I figure it out, I can teach my kids, you know, about it. And then they're going to be, you know, even better at it than I am. And hopefully it goes down the line like that. So
definitely.
That's cool. I like that. So let me ask you, what is like a typical work week look like for you now that you got two laundromats? And what are you spending your time doing? And how much of that time are you spending on your laundromats?
Well, I pretty much spend, I don't know, it could be really flexible. Want my first store, I'm more hands-on with it because it's more, it isn't self-operated as much as the second one is. So the first one, I actually work a couple hours a day in this one, and I have mm-hmm. somebody come in and they keep it clean throughout the middle of the day. And then I just come back at night and close it up and take care of that part. But usually by about 5:30 in the morning, I'm up and probably gonna go to bed to about 12, just running errands and paying this and that and buying supplies and stuff like that.
Hustling. I like that. Yeah. How in the world did you have time to buy another one when you're working like that?
You just got to make the time to do it.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah.
You just got to make the time. But the second one is a little bit easier because it's more of a self-operated. Like in the first one, I actually have like a counter where people come up and buy soap.
Right.
And I also have like a drop-off service that I offer at this one. So I have to have somebody here to do drop-offs and stuff like that. Versus the other one, I just have like vended soap machines. And all I have them do is just clean up throughout the day.
Yeah.
To keep it clean and answer any customer questions.
Yeah. Do you see, this is just out of curiosity, do you see more sales with the counter or the vending, or are they about the same in your two maps? You know?
Well, the counter, I would say the first one does more because I actually have more people that come.
Mm-hmm.
This store has a bigger customer base versus the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I would probably have to say the first one would do more because at the second one, all I have is a little box soaps. Versus
right.
at the first one, we actually sell like big bottles of Extra and Gain and stuff like that.
Yeah. I just found that as soon as I put in a store like that in mine, like my sales like skyrocketed versus having the vending. So I was just curious if that was true for you too.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So you're hustling pretty much all day. Are you doing like repairs on your own or Are you hiring that out or what are you doing? You might not have a lot because you have pretty new machines.
As far as repairs, at the first one, I probably got about 7 older machines. But even on like some of the new ones, if it's something like that's a quick fix, I've learned to do it because one of the guys who still works here with me, he used to fix on all the machines. So if I don't know how to fix it, I'll just ask him to, but I'll stand there and watch him and do it with him.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much every common problem outside of putting bearings on a washing machine I've done. I still ain't had to do that one.
I've done that on the top loaders. I haven't done a front loader. I just kind of refuse to do it. So.
Yeah,
but I think that's good. I mean, that's a good tip for anybody right there is, you know, whenever you have repairs, if you can't do it, even if you hire a repairman to come in, you know, sit back there and watch them because a lot of times they can fix them real quick. And, yeah. You know, a lot of times it costs you like $75 just for them to come out, you know, so if you save that $75 in a 5-minute fix, then yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good money per hour.
Oh, yeah. Definitely thank yourself on down the line when it happened 2 or 3 other times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, so you have 2 now. Have you thought much about, and some real estate investments, have you thought much about the future and like what your goals are going forward? And, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily just be with laundromats, but have you thought about like business and investing wise, what your goals are going forward?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at trying to get a 3rd laundromat.
Are you?
Yeah, I got a couple of them that I'm eyeing right now, just waiting on the sellers to get ready to want to sell it to me.
Yeah.
I actually just met a guy last week when I was going to pick up some Ben soaps and talk to him about it. So.
Another owner?
Yeah, another owner that was looking to sell.
Yeah.
So, at all the ones I talked to, somebody going to sell it to me.
That's right. It's a numbers game for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They all 3 come through, then we'll figure out how to get all 3.
That's what I'm talking about. So are you going to stop at 3 or are you going to keep going or do you know?
I'm going to keep going until I can't go no more.
All right. All right. Well, I know for a fact because we had Luke Williford on and he has like 37 or 38 or I don't know, maybe by now, a few weeks later, he has like 50. I don't know. But he has at least 37. So I know it's possible to have at least 37. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I met an older guy one time. He told me he wasn't too ecstatic about me buying the 2nd one because his philosophy was just take the 1 and run into the best of your abilities. And then he said, because you can't focus all your time on it. And the way I look at it is you can make time for whatever you want. It's just all about how you prioritize and manage your day.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's huge. And I think, you know, and there's nothing wrong with just getting 1. And I think that's fine for a lot of people. But, you know, if your goal is to do more than 1, it's like you said, if you can make time for it, or you can, you know, find other people to spend their time on it and drop that, let them do more and you drop back more into a management role too. So there's definitely ways to do that. Cool. So you're just kind of rolling with it and seeing where it takes you and how many you end up with. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this section of the podcast, we like to call it Down to Business.
Let's get down to business. Over and out.
And Down to Business is just talking a little bit about the details of your businesses. So you're in Birmingham, right? In deep south down. Is Birmingham's the deep south, right? Is that considered deep south or no?
Yeah. I guess before you get to Florida, we're right there with Mississippi, Georgia. So okay. That's the real part of the south.
That's true. All right. All right. In Birmingham. Okay. And you got 2 laundromats and some real estate. And you've been in the business since 4 years? Is that what you said? 2016?
4 years.
Okay. Can you give us like a ballpark of like, what do your vend prices look like out there in Birmingham? Like a range of how much it's costing for people to do laundry there?
For our 20 pound machines, they got 2 options. You can do a regular wash, which is two wash cycles of rinse and a spin for $3. Or you can add an extra wash cycle or a pre-wash. We do that for $350. And we got a 40 pounders for $425. A 30 pounder for $425. We have a 40 pounder for $550. And with a pre-wash is $650. And for our 55 pounders, they're $625 for a regular wash and $725 to add a pre-wash. And on my 80 pounders, you got a $9 regular wash with a $10 pre-wash.
Are they attended or unattended? Are you?
Both of them are attended. One of them partially attended is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. But my attendants come in from 10 in the morning to 7 at night.
Okay.
So we got 5 hours of non-attended time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then are you running all coins, or do you have any cards at all?
At the moment, I'm running all coins. But in the next couple of weeks, I should be getting some card systems in.
Oh, nice.
Waiting on the order to come in.
Nice. You already ordered them and you're just waiting for them to go.
Yeah. So I'm real interested to see how that's going to work.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think there's the card systems are so powerful, not just for you as an owner and like the management of it, but you can really utilize them to benefit the customers as well. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'll be one of the first ones in Birmingham. Well, I will be the only one in Birmingham with it at both locations. So definitely an advantage right there.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, this section of the podcast we like to call the secret sauce.
Listen up, it's the secret sauce.
And the secret sauce is this: what's one thing that's working well in your businesses right now that other owners can utilize to improve their businesses?
With me, I think it's all about FaceTime. Like, I know a lot of people say you can't go into major stores and see the owner.
Yeah.
But I think for small businesses, that FaceTime that you actually have with your customers means a lot to them and showing them that you care. Like, I have a thing on Saturdays and Sundays where I bring in donuts in the morning, and during the real peak times of Saturday and Sunday afternoons, I stop by, grab a couple pizzas, bring them so people can have something to eat while they wash clothes. And just interacting with the customer, knowing them by name and whatever. If some of them have like little shirts they making or other little projects they trying to sell, just, you know, showing that patriotism back to them, being involved.
I like that. Yeah, I think that's a huge, you know, a huge perk that you have in the way that you're running your business right now, is that you do get that FaceTime, and the community does really, they really appreciate that. And especially if you're supporting what they're doing, that's huge. The next section we like to call pro tips.
Pro tips
is for people who are looking to maybe buy their first laundromat. And it's this: what's one piece of advice you'd give to a new investor who wants to buy their first laundromat?
Talk to as many people that in the industry as you can, and don't be afraid. Just learn everything you can from whoever you're buying it from, or if you're building it from. If you're building it from scratch, make sure you find a good distributor that answers the phone every time you call and always has the answer. If they don't have the answer, make sure they get the answer back to you in a reasonable amount of time. So talk to as many previous owners or owners that you know that's been around in the area, and find a very good distributor.
Yeah, solid advice. You know, and I think especially with the distributor piece of it, man, they can really help you, or they can really hang out to dry if they don't help you. So
as long as they ain't about the quick buck and they actually care about you, that's what makes a difference.
That makes a huge, huge difference. I think that's solid advice. So if you're new out there and you're looking to get in the industry, and Curtis knows what he's talking about, so find yourself a really good distributor to work with. And if a distributor is not the best to work with, find another one. You know,
yeah.
don't be afraid to do that. It's business, and that's how it should be. They got to earn your business.
Yeah. I've had one of each.
I've had two bad ones, so I'm still looking for a good one. I know some good ones too. Here at Laundromat Resource, we're all about, you know, helping each other out, helping each other find that financial freedom through laundromat ownership. And one of the ways that I like to do this on the podcast is through asking guests if they have any resources that they'd recommend to help other people either grow their businesses or just grow personally in their own, you know, knowledge and experience.
Like I said, a lot of stuff that if I don't know, or if I just can't, if I need a quick answer, there's a lot of groups on Facebook where a lot of laundromat owners are in. Like, I believe one of them is called Laundromat How To. It's different laundromat owners from across the world where they post stuff about quick questions and how to do this or where to find this at. That's a great resource. And your community. Like, if there's anything, because there's a customer in your laundromat that knows something probably about what you're looking
for. Oh, yeah.
So being involved with the customers again, that'll definitely help you out.
Yeah, that's cool. We've never had anybody suggest that or like give that as a recommended resource, but that's a pretty cool one because there are people in your community that have a ton of different experiences and skills and knowledge, you know, that you don't have. That's genius. I like that a lot. Yeah, I think that's one of the benefits of running the laundromat the way that you're doing it, where you're there a lot and you're giving a lot of FaceTime, is that you're getting to know those people and you're getting to know, you know, building relationships with them. And so, you know, you scratch their back, they scratch your back kind of thing. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's solid advice. Well, cool, man. Anything else you want to share about your journey, your experience in laundromats, or any other advice you want to dole out before we jump out of here?
No, I believe they've pretty much touched on just about everything.
Awesome. Well, Curtis, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, is there a place they can find you that's the best to kind of contact you?
You can generally find me on Facebook at Curtis Lyons.
Okay.
You can look up either one of my laundromat pages. One's 5 Points Highlander Laundry. The other one's Fairfield Coin Laundry. Or you can visit us online at www.5pointshotunderlaundry.com.
Is it the number 5 or spelled out 5?
Spelled out 5.
Okay. Cool. I'll have those links in the show notes. Or if you're on YouTube, I'll have them down in the description in case you want to get in contact with Curtis, who's killing it at 29 years old. The ideal age for anybody in the middle age, which is 29 years old, but killing it with real estate investments and with 2 laundromats, looking to buy a 3rd and possibly a 4th and 5th if they all just came.
Sooner the better.
That's right. And he's hustling and he is killing it. So man, if you have questions about laundromats or if you're in his area, hit him up because he's a cool guy and he's here answering questions that, you know, not a lot of people are answering, and he's doing it right here for you guys to help you out. So hit him up. Curtis, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was truly a privilege and an honor to hear your story and your wisdom. I thought you really brought a really cool perspective. So I appreciate that, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. And we'll have you back on sometime to get a update.
All right, I definitely look forward to it.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
I have a good one.
You too. How cool was that interview? I mean, Curtis is 29 years old. He's so down to earth and he's just got it going. He's got 2 laundromats now. He's going to just roll over and end up with 5 in no time. I just know it. He's got real estate investments he's doing. He is just killing it down there in Birmingham. And I'm super pumped about what he's doing. And it was just a huge honor to have him on the show. And again, Curtis, thank you again for coming on. and just sharing your wisdom, sharing your experience. I know I learned a lot. I want to encourage you, like I do every week, or I try to remember to every week, take one thing that you heard today and put that into practice. You know, if you remember back to Luke Williford's show, which is laundromatresource.com/show10, his quote that he shared with us was, you know, the biggest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing. Well, Curtis gave us some things to, you know, to absorb in our minds. Now go pick one of those things and do something about it. Implement it, something into your personal life, something into your business, but take something from this podcast, put it into action. And also go to the forums, laundromatresource.com/forums, and ask a question and answer a question this week. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the Laundromat Resource Podcast, show number 14. We will see you again next week when we will bring it. I can't wait to see you guys, and we will talk to you then. All right. Peace.